radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
And they're listening to our guitar.
Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah, this is Operator 4 with the Charleston Fire Department. I need a truck immediately to 1807 Savannah Highway. We got about 10 engines at a big fire, and we need the power cut. And I need to get them there as soon as you can get one rolling there.
Okay, this is number 4.
Yeah, Operator 4, 1807 Savannah Highway between Wapoo Road and Stinson. They can't miss it.
Wapoo and Stinson?
Yeah.
S-T-I-N-S-O-N?
Right, exactly.
And what did you call that number?
577-7070.
843.
Yeah, please just get them in route, okay, hon? We got about 10 engines there, and it's burning like crazy. We need the power cut.
All right, sir.
Thank you, love. We appreciate it.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dispatch engine 3, relocate to 16 and 19. Engine 3, go to 16 and 19. Burr call 3.
Engine 3, red.
Cancel.
Who's at 16 and 19?
16 and 19, Chief.
Station, yeah, station. Nobody, right?
Nobody, no.
Tell Peter to go ahead and relocate that.
All right. Thank you.
Andrews, Engine 2 and Rescue 1 to City of Charleston.
All right, what is clear? Did you give me about 50 miles?
That's affirmative.
Oh, what is it? It's 12.
I got
50
pounds for you.
I give me 50 more pounds on the supply line.
50 pounds on the supply line.
50 more on the supply line.
Affirmative, 50 pounds.
Water coming. Charleston Fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm inside.
You're inside?
Inside, give me help, please.
You're inside, whereabouts?
At the back.
Okay, at the back. At the back. He's in the back. He's trapped in the back. Okay, we'll get you there, buddy. We're coming in there for you right now, okay? Okay, buddy, we're there. We're there. We'll be there. Okay, buddy.
Get on the
door.
Excuse me. I
got a bike for kids. I know you're just hanging there. Just stay low for me. You get low on the ground. Once they get in there, you holler as loud as you can, okay?
Beating on the walls with a hammer.
Okay, keep beating. Just keep beating, but try to stay as low and as calm as you can be. They'll get in. They'll bust in and get in there for you. They got a bunch of trucks there. Don't worry, we're gonna get you out of there. Fire, how can I help you?
Is there a fire on James Island?
No, it's one on Savannah Highway.
Savannah Highway?
Yeah.
The city of Charleston?
Yeah.
Well, where is it located?
Oh, now, listen, we can't talk right now. Just call back later.
Dispatch to call one.
Go ahead.
10-4, be advised, we're getting a 911 call stating that there is a person trapped in the building, at the back of the building.
10-4. That's the call one.
Is that caller inside the building calling you?
Yes.
You need to tell him that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said we received a 911 call that he is in the building.
That ain't what it sounded like. It sounds like we're getting a 911 call that somebody is trapped in the building. The people calling you is in the building.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, because I said he's in the back of the store. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Car 1 to car 2. Go ahead, Chief.
Alright, we got the door open to the back door now. We got a stack of inside. Tell me what you're going to do.
They told me at first that he's left, but now they realize he's in the building. Just so what we can do. Yes, folks.
He's going to be in the very back, and he's going to be beating on the wall with a hammer. I just talked to him on the phone, and then we got cut off. He's going to be in the rear of the building.
Yes, folks. Car 2 to any visible fireman that's in front of by number 11. Car 2 to the engineer number 11.
Water's coming right now.
Over there right now.
You know.
Hey, sweetie, this is Operator 4. How about do me a favor and get a unit over to 1807 Savannah Highway to Supersoul? We got about 10 trucks over there, and there's supposed to be a man trapped inside, too, okay?
Oh, that's at that fire y'all work?
Yeah, please send a, please send one to be standing by for us.
All right, and what's the name of the business?
Super Sofa Store.
Oh,
at
gotcha.
1807 Savannah Highway,
gotcha.
Sweetheart.
Okay.
Thanks, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, baby.
Everybody stay on the radio. He's
need me on EMS?
EMS should be around. I've already called him, Chief.
Then go tell him, call him back and tell him to come in the parking lot and go by one of the Super Superstore's trucks. We got a man that was in that building.
10-4.
You can't read up. In the back, everybody's out in the back. That's right, Chief. We got him out over here. All right, everybody see this radio. She's lying. Okay. Is everybody else where you at? No, sir. We still got guys in there. People know that if somebody's calling for a mayday. Now, my people in the back are out. What about some people in the front? Yeah, go. They called that out. Everybody say, off the radio. She's lying. We need to make sure your people are accounted for first. You need to make sure of that. Info Chief, we just got one man out. Last 2 minutes. Mike Walker. This guy. Oh, Call 2 to call 1. Mike Walker said it was not him, it was somebody else.
We need to find out who it is, Mike. Call one, the engineer on ladder 5's emergency button has been activated.
Call one, that's Mike Frantz. That's Mike Frantz.
Yes.
Hey, listen, it sounds like there's a fireman saying he's lost connection with the hose and he's lost.
They've got too many of them around there, dog, baby. They just got the guy that was caught in the back.
Okay, because it sounds like God says he's lost connection with the hose.
All right.
Just listen if you hear.
Yeah, well, we're trying to listen.
I know.
Thank
you. Father, I know.
That's okay, darling. Okay. Appreciate it. I love you, man.
Hey,
doll, baby.
Hey.
Y'all there 9-7 yet? We need you to go into the back. They got the guy that was trapped inside.
Okay.
And then he's sitting in the back of the super. I can't even.
I know it.
Damn, I can't pronounce that. Super store.
Okay.
He's in the back. So tell that unit to come around to the back for me, darling.
Gotcha.
Love you, man. All
right.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Get on the radio. Tell the man down to hit his orange button so they know who it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get in here. Charleston Fire Department, what can I do for you?
Hey.
Yeah.
Who was that was talking whenever he was praying?
I don't know, man. Talking, I don't know. We're just trying to find out who.
You on the lift coming down, who it was?
No, we didn't see it. No, it was too fast. We got the engineer, ladder five, code was going off. Mike French. All right, let's go. It's too much going on right now, Cocky. I love you, man.
Bye. I wanted to stop at 15. Anybody on 15?
Dispatch 10-2 with 10-8, space 13.
10-4.
13.
Johnson Fire, go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to the North Bridge, it's number 9.
Going to the North Bridge?
Yeah, I'm going to the North Bridge around 12's area unless they call for us.
All right, why don't you try to get closer than that?
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nine. Engineering dispatcher on channel 2.
EMS of the fire department.
Yes.
We need some more units over at the Sofa Superstore. I don't know, we've got a whole unit that is not answering our radio, so we don't know if they're still inside the building or not. So
okay.
Can you get some more over there, please?
We'll see what we can do.
Thank you.
All right.
My hose pit plus my two sections of 3-inch. All right, we're not seeing anything. I need all you can give me over here is firing, okay? 10-14, if we can get these damn cops to stop these guys running over my supply line, that's what's killing us. They're parked on my supply line.
All right, dispatcher on 2, we left side.
CPW right now. I got it. Yeah, I got it. Take care of the phone, babe. I got Public Works.
Dr. Waters?
Yes, this is Operator Ford, the Towson Fire Department. We got one hell of a big fire on 1807 Savannah Highway, the sofa store. We need you guys to boost up the pressure on the water off of Wapu Road area for the engines. They're having a heck of a time keeping pressure. Can you take care of that for us?
Yeah, I will. What's the telephone number, Rec 99?
577-7070. If you could boost that pressure up for them, we'd appreciate it.
I'm glad, buddy. I'll call them right now.
Thank you, man. Hurry up if you can for me, bub.
One.
Yes, we're on the floor of Station 13.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Charleston Fire Department, 031.
Deanne.
Yes.
Do we have a fire west, Ashley?
Yes, and we can't talk. I mean, it is a major fire, okay?
Where's it at?
It's 1807 Savannah Highway.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Charleston Fire Department, 031.
Hey, y'all got a fire somewhere?
Yes, 1807 Savannah Highway.
Yeah, we're sitting here on the highway on Sandwichburg. We see some hell of a smoke over there.
Yeah, yes, sir, and I really can't call right now. We are extremely busy.
All right, thank
okay?
you.
Okay, thank you. Charleston Fire Department, I'll go to one.
Yes, there's some big fire west of Nashville.
Yes, sir, we're on it.
What is it?
Sir, all I can tell you is that it's at 1807 Savannah Highway.
1807?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Still on Channel 2. I already talked to the waterworks. They're going to be boosting up the pressure. They're trying to get somebody down there to you right now.
Careful.
Ladder 4, 1807 Savannah Highway, 180 Savannah Highway, timeout 1949.
Ladder 4, 10-8 Savannah Highway, dispatcher.
Timeout Ladder 4, 1949.
Cabin 13, engine 3 on 2. Coming, I need to charge. And stay aboard, Cavalry.
Man on the line.
Oh, where are you, Sergeant?
Quiet, Jake.
Call me around Raleigh's school with cell phone number and tell me what we got going on. Tell me we got a bad fire, super storm. Right now.
10-4, we got you covered, dude. We get.
Yes, sir, we need some light of four. Where are you from?
Roger, copy to Ladder 4. Not a commissary.
I said, where are you coming from?
Engine 3, call one, it's on DuPont. Corner of DuPont, Savannah Highway.
Car 1, we're at station 10.
Back down.
Ladder 4 to dispatch on channel 2, we're west side.
Dispatch you to call 1, I got number 9 at engine 10.
I got number 9, I said to come. Go to 17, come down home and bring it to me for supply line. But when I tell you, bring it to me. Go to 217, look up and bring it to me, because I'm going to hook it to Ladder 4 when they get here.
10-4.
Nine copy, Chief.
Battalion 4.
Cap 13 is Battalion 4.
Go ahead, Cap.
The 2.5 line is in the parking lot waiting on Ladder 4.
I got him.
Listen, buddy, so do not charge until we get it hooked up.
Careful. Do not charge those lines for Ladder 4 until it's hooked up.
Ladder 4 to Battalion 4.
Number 9, see if you can turn around down there and leave me another line to Ladder 4 down here.
Cap Ladder 4, is that you coming across the red light right there? Come straight to the
red light. Yes, sir, where are you at?
See me near the street? Come on.
9 to call 1.
Go ahead.
Gee, we're right here in front of Dunkin' Donuts. Where do you want the line?
4. You
could
probably have to lay it to the pump in the down corner, walk through at 17. Okay,
Jim.
Following the instructions, see if you can get North Charleston to come to some off stations downtown or Mount Pleasant, just go wherever you're going.
That's affirmative, Chief. North Charleston is going to go to Cumming Street.
Of course, if you can get Jenny's office to go down to the station on downtown and also Mount Pleasant.
10-4.
That's your Cap 9, where you at?
Hey, can y'all go and cover some of our stations, West Ashley?
No, ma'am.
You can't.
You know why I'm saying that? All of our stations are out. I just called North Charleston and St. John's to try to cover us.
Oh, jeez.
All
okay.
Of our units are out.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
Negative, all I got was an answering machine. I left a message. Whatever. Negative, all I got was an answering machine. I left a message.
Cap 13, the ladder 4. Let me know when you're ready for that line to be charged. I'll let you know, Rick. Just forward. I'll let you know.
Well, I'm really talking to you when it comes to you.
Communications.
Hey, this is the City of Charleston Fire Department.
Uh-huh.
Can y'all cover some of our units for us? Are y'all...
In reference to?
Well, we have got a major fire, West Ashley.
Oh, you mean a fire... So did y'all do a page? Did y'all page it out and throughout the fire department?
No. I didn't do that. My chief just asked me to call and see if y'all could cover some of our units, because, I mean, we have nothing left.
Okay, cover what areas?
All right, let me see. Engine 9's area. Do they know where Engine 9 is?
Well, can you give me that?
King and Harriet.
Okay, King and Harriet.
All right, let me see.
Well, how about this? How about I call my bad chief and tell him to call you directly?
Okay, that'll
okay,
be fine.
So what is your number?
577-7070.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dying 6, call 1. Engine 7 is heading to number 11. If you need him, call him.
Let it start to have a hookup. Where's that low?
Ladder 4 is called White. Chief, you need a second line for Ladder 4?
Number 9 is
going to
land to me.
I got a line coming out of the street. They weren't sure where it was coming. You need one coming?
I need one to Ladder 4 so they can get it to me.
Chief, they're coming to where you are right now. Call one.
Dispatch.
Hi, this is Mayor Riley. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
Fine. I just got in and got a call about the sofa superstore.
Yes, sir.
How are things going?
Right now, they're trying to out the fires in Full Gulf. I'm answering the phone for the fire department because they're sort of kind of busy over there.
Yeah.
We got a lot of units on scene and fire trucks, and I think there were two parties inside, but they got one out, but I'm not sure about the other party because they wasn't able to answer my question when I was talking to them, so
okay.
That's about all I know right now.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
If you hear anything, if you would call me at
okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Hey, just dispatch of Channel 2. We're
hey, they're coming to Wichita right now.
Station 11.
Car 2. Wait, 13. We're working on your second line for Ladder 4. We've almost got it.
Yep.
Fire out. Yeah.
Gino,
yes.
I'm sending 7 to 11.
7 to 11, okay.
Just let James Allen know if you got a call. Let them take the calls, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Got you, baby.
Yes,
bye-bye. Buddy, this is Operator 4, Gino.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. We got 7 going to 11. We got a big fire on Savannah Highway.
Yeah, sure.
Do me a favor. Who's this, Willie?
No, this is Terry.
Terry, do me a favor. This is Captain Gino.
Yes, sir.
Anything west of the Ashford, James Island area over that way?
Yes, sir.
Take it for us.
Okay, I've talked to 101, our 101, and our...
Yeah, just cover for us, Tommy. We appreciate it. That's the one we go over you.
We got you.
Thank you, darling. We appreciate it. Love you, man. Bye-bye. Going to take West Side. I mean, James Island. Yes, Charleston Fire.
Hey, Chief Tim from Mount Pleasant. What's your need?
Okay, home. We got Chief over there from Mount Pleasant. Where you need him at? We got James Island taking care of James.
Ashley and James Island.
Yeah. Hold on, Chief.
No,
okay.
King and Harriet.
We need somebody at King and Harriet, Chief.
King and Harriet Station?
Yeah, we need somebody at that one. Yeah, that's number 9.
All right, I got Engine 3 headed to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chief. We appreciate it.
Hey, man.
All right. Right now, we're good for right now.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you very much.
Man.
Yes, sir. Take West Side. I mean James Island. Yes, Charleston Fire.
Hey, Chief Tim from Mount Pleasant. What's on need?
Okay, Holmes. We got Chief over there from Mount Pleasant. Where you need him at?
But you, we got James Allen taking care of James.
Ashley and James Allen.
Yeah. Hold on, Chief.
No, okay. King and Harriet.
We need somebody at King and Harriet, Chief.
King and Harriet Station?
Yeah, we need somebody at that one. Yeah, that's number 9.
All right, I got engine 3 headed, please.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chief. We appreciate it.
Amen.
All right, right now we're good for right now.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
9-3, water's coming.
Engineer 12 is down to 13.
Go ahead.
Where was the black?
Repeat.
Where was another light pulled up 13 minutes in the night? Where's it going to?
It has a second line.
That's
the affirmative.
Two
ladies
are going to
charge
yours.
19-4,
you ready for me to charge this
supply line?
That's affirmative. Two ladies going to charge yours. 13, are they going
to charge
yours?
Water's coming.
Hey,
come on,
give me about 250 pounds.
9-13, more water on the side.
Go ahead and charge both lines. 9, you calling me?
10-4, we got water coming to you.
10-4.
Austin Fire Operator 4, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Captain Head of Somerville Fire Department.
Yes, sir.
Our chief wanted us to call y'all and find out if there's anything that we might be able to send down that way.
Yeah, if you hold on for me 1 minute, Chief.
Okay.
Somerville, where we need another pumper.
Oh, hold on.
Got Somerville, where we need another pumper at?
We got one at 9, we got North Charleston at 15.
Yeah.
No, I got North Charleston at 15 right now. How about let's send somebody to 8?
I know where 8 is. I know that this
8's home? About what? Let's send them West Ashley then.
Okay.
We'll send them to 10. Hey, Chief?
Yeah.
Could you send one of them to number 10, which is right down the road from where the fire is?
I know where
on Highway 17 by Nicholson.
Okay. How about our rehab tent or anything like that to help out this air conditioning? Anything to help out on the scene?
That'd be great. That'd be great, Chief. This is from Somerville, right?
Right.
Okay. If you could send somebody to Engine 10 and then the relief truck.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay.
All right, we'll have somebody en route in just a
minute. Yeah, send them to the relief truck. You say it's got air and everything on it, you know, O2 and everything? What's it got on it?
Well, we've got a light and air truck if you need it where we can fill cask, you know, fill the air pack. Sometimes.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay, that'd be fabulous. I know we got an air truck. I don't even think it's out there right now, but I don't think we got anybody that can bring it right now.
Okay.
So if y'all can do that, that'd be fabulous. Somerville Fire Department, that's great. And go to number 10 and just stand by for us. We'd appreciate it.
Okay, then.
Thanks, Chief.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charleston Fire Operator 4, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Captain Head of Somerville Fire Department.
Yes, sir.
Our chief wanted us to call y'all and find out if there are anything we might be able to shut down that way.
Yeah, well, if you hold on for me 1 minute, Chief.
Okay.
Somerville, where we need another pumper. Got Somerville, where we need another pumper at?
We got one at 9, we got North Charleston at 15.
Yeah.
No, I got North Charleston at 15 right now. How about let's send somebody to 8?
I know where 8 is. I know that distance.
8's home? How about let's send them West Ashley then?
Okay.
We'll send them to 10. Hey, Chief?
Yeah.
Could you send one of them to number 10, which is right down the road from where the fire is?
I know where
on Highway 17 by Nicholson.
Okay. How about a rehab tent or anything like that to help out his air conditioning? Anything to help out on the scene?
That'd be great. That'd be great, Chief. This is from Somerville, right?
Right.
Okay. If you could send somebody to Engine 10 and then the relief truck.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay.
All right, we'll have somebody en route.
Send them to the relief truck. You said it's got air and everything on it, you know, O2 and everything? What's it got on it?
Well, we've got a light and air truck if you need it where we can fill the air packs.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay, that'll be fabulous. I know we got an air truck. I don't even think it's out there right now, but I don't think we got anybody that can bring it right now.
Okay.
So if y'all can do that, that'd be fabulous. Somerville Fire Department, that's great. And go to number 10 and just stand by for us. We'd appreciate it.
Okay, then.
Thanks, Chief.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for the call, Warren. Have you got enough water pressure as the water works on the landline?
The station is taking care of something, okay. If they can, if they take call, don't worry about it.
10-4.
Okay, 10-4, call, Warren. The engine just got here, aerial up on Pebble Road.
Chief, go to channel 2 for me. I got some information for one of y'all.
Great, you know what you got? Go ahead, just call one. Chief, I just talked to the mayor. Matthew and engineer said it. Dispatcher said there's no gas at any of the rebuilding. Chief, you tell me a message?
That's affirmative. I got the waterworks call. He's supposed to be boosting up the pressure. I got Somerville Fire Department coming down to Engine 10 with a relief truck and a bumper. I got North Charleston at Cumming Street. And the closest unit, I got Engine 7 going to number 11. And Mount Pleasant's going to number 9.
All right, gentlemen, just keep it covered. That's all.
Careful.
Call one.
And there's Engine 4 on
site. Call one to the ladder 4. Anthony, move it over to your right. And now to your nose will walk to the right. In the middle of the building, Anthony, your nose is in the middle of the building. Shoot it down.
Keep on going.
What was your thing?
Italian 5 to Ladder 5. Go ahead. Put that line, put those lines on the back warehouse. Cut it from the back. From the back. We already got four in the front. Therefore, I don't have much pressure to reach too far, but I'll put it back on it. Italian 5, see if they can lay me another line if they have the line and the pressure to lay me another line. Is the other one laying too? Ladder 4 to car 1. Alright, Captain, go ahead. Can we get that other line started so we can get this other nozzle going? Before, I'll try. Oh, we got a 4. Go ahead. Captain, can you just shut your line down for 1 second?
James Island is going to cover West Ashley and James Island for us.
Okay.
Somerville is sending the 1 to number 10. 7 is at 11.
Thank you very much.
Okay? All right. Bye.
Another one in there, I had a pebble, and I got the aerial,
he just
don't have much pressure, around 5 that either.
Ladder 4's got pretty good pressure on one line,
they said
just as many lines we can get.
Yeah, I got 3 hand lines back on pebble, and I got San Andreas back on another truck over here on the side in the field. Ladder 5 doesn't have much. 10-4. All right, can you use one of those hand lines and hook it to the handle? Can we use them? When Sanders comes back down the hill, if I can use another line, they're going to line of 5, we'll use it. Ladder 4 to car 1.
Ladder
4
to car 1.
Go ahead.
I'm getting the waterworks again.
Water.
Hey, partner, this is Operator 4 again. Did anybody ever boost up the pressure before them?
That's not called and talked to one of your colleagues.
We need some more pressure. They still complaining about some more water. Is there any way we can get any more pressure built up?
Like I said, I just not talked to one of your colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was okay, but they need a little more pressure.
Yes.
I told the guys at the plant, they said they're going to try to pump them up a little more.
Well, to please do it for us, we appreciate it immensely, okay? Thank you for all your cooperation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Car 11. Italian 4, are you on 2?
Charleston 5, Operator 4.
Car 11.
line 4, are you on 2?
Car 1, St. Paul over there with their tanker. I'm ready to hose that in the line 5 until we can get water department boost pressure.
Chief, I'll use all out
of 4
truck. Fuck it.
Anthony, you alright?
Yes, sir.
Alright, you're gonna go higher and swing it out of the way. Whatever you need to do.
Hey, listen, do you know how many St. Andrew stations are at the fire right now? Do you know?
All of them.
All right, so let's go ahead and take 17, move 17 to 16 station for right now, or just get them ahead and over west side, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And I tell you what, we'll get them heading over. You tell them to start heading down 17 and go to 17 and Savage, and if they don't call them to the fire, I tell you what, I'll call Pete, I'm letting you know, so you call St. John's and let them pick up their calls, okay?
Okay.
So let St. John's and St. James Island picking up calls, okay, for both islands. 10-4?
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
Chief Honey, can you take some of those lines and hook them to the aerial ladder for around that little sand line?
Yes, sir, I'm thinking St. Paul's back here, getting ready to get another line to the aerial.
What I'm saying is, how about our line, the hand lines? You got one you can store it and just hook it to the aerial, because we didn't get nobody inside.
Not across the fence, not unless they can throw it over the fence.
All right. Head on 2. Go ahead on 2, whoever's trying to get in touch with us.
Can you call John's Island and ask him if they'll come to his area? Hey.
Hey.
All right, that's probably the chief calling you. I need you to start West Ashley.
All right.
Stand by at 17 Brand. And Savage.
17 and Savage?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Sure, is that him?
I don't know. Did somebody else grab it? Yeah, that's him.
That's him. Okay.
17 and Savage?
Yep.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This is Pat John 2. This is Pat John Channel 2. Go ahead on 2. Gino, this is Phil. I need you to look through every number they got up here for the mayor. We got to get in touch with him.
Tried that number 3 or 4 times, it's busy, and I tried his cell phone number off, so I can't get in touch with him. I'm still trying.
Call 1, he called back, he's aware of what's going on.
Yes, what is that? Did you reach out to him?
Time 6, call 1, 17 is relocating to West Ashley.
Alright, that's fine.
Charleston Fire Operator 4, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Mayor Riley speaking. What's the latest on the fire?
It's still going. It's the top of the, from what I'm understanding, Mayor Riley, is the roof is caved in the middle, and we still have all of our engines, and we've got surrounding fire departments standing by and assisting with us, and they're still working. It's not under control yet at all.
Okay. Are they worried about somebody being inside?
They were worried about somebody being inside. I think, Mayor, I mean, we haven't heard anything else about it, so I can't give you any more information on that. But in regards to that, you know, as soon as we find out something, I'll definitely give you a call. Is there a particular number, Mayor, that we can get in touch with you immediately at?
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay, Mayor.
I'm actually in my car heading to the fire.
Okay, Mayor. If you'd be so kind, could you look up Chief Rusty, and then he'll be, I'm sure he's going to be able to talk to you. So, and he's not going to be hard to find, Mayor.
Okay. Well, I just passed Station 11. So
okay, so you'll be there in a couple of seconds then.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Mayor.
Okay, man.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye, sir.
Calendar 17, 2013. All relocating standby, just keep off the air. She's golden. Chief, have somebody go to St. Andrew's transition in front of Ladder 4 and ask them to give us about 100 more pounds.
Standard 4 to Ladder 4. I can send you,
to call 1.
Chief, the Mayor Raleigh will be there in about 3 minutes. He just passed the number 11. I told him to find in, and he wants to talk to you. He's coming in to the 20.
I'll call Ladder 4, come back.
He'll be there in about 3 minutes. He just passed the number 11. St. John's Fire, what's your emergency?
Hey, this is Operator 1 with the City of Charleston Fire Department.
Uh-huh.
Can y'all please cover our engine 17's area?
Cover engine 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, they're responding to the Sofa Superstore also?
I don't have but like one unit left.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What's your callback number?
577-7070.
Mm-hmm. 7070.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Charleston Fire Operator 4, how may I help you?
This is 3 at No Trolls.
Hey, baby.
Hey, our engine 8 is at the Cummings Street station.
Number 8 is at the Cummings Street.
They said if you can get a firefighter or officer to meet with them there, stand by with them.
Okay, sweetie. I'll
right.
See we can get somebody down there for you. Thank you so much.
We don't have enough supplies. I'm sorry. I'm fine right now, we're trying to get more water.
And I think it's all out. We can give you more pressure on the lines. We got a 3 lines coming off up to 4 inch.
Are you coming to the air
ladder 4? Whatever St. Andrews is a 5-inch line to, that's what we're coming to.
Engineer smells ladder 4.
Okay, for St. Andrews.
Give me about 50 more pounds to the air ladder if you can.
James, did you cut that down to 1 nozzle?
We got our sensor, ladder 4!
No, how about can you bring that stack to your right to your right?
Keep going. Can you bring it to the right in the middle? You got it.
See, we got fire everywhere.
Okay,
Okay, 2-4. All right. I'm trying to get small pressure to the ladder truck.
Engineer 16 to car 1.
Go ahead.
Sir Riley is coming to you now. He sent a look for us, sir.
If you need more, James, do what you need to do. Just send that one note on going shit, buddy, on ladder 5. We got better pressure for that. James Richardson. Go ahead. James, this building over your right, the yellow one, is full of gasoline and car is full of gasoline in that building. 10-4. Engine 12, engine 11. Engine 12, shit, Joey. Hell, fuck, shit, Garvey. St. Andrews, back to the ladder truck out until we start the collapse. Back here, the houses are protected though. And the back door got it, right in the back. Affirmative. Just take care of the back. Anthony, y'all okay up there?
Yes, sir.
And you're far left hand corner, you see him standing out here?
Engineer 16 of Battalion 4.
There you go, watch it as much as you can watch it. Come back towards me.
Channel 2, please.
On 215.
Chief, I've got him 300 pounds. I can't give him any more. My hoses are gonna burst.
All right, hold it right there. I got St. Andrews coming down. Put a water curtain between his other building.
10-4.
Out of 4. You see me down here? That's fine, just hold what you got. You can't get no more, just hold what you got. See, brother, just the way we learned to pass the base, so we don't have a line back here. We're trying to get a line and taking an arches and knocking flames down for us and letting you get inside there. I'm trying to. I'm going to look down just a minute.
Right. Chief Roberts will talk to the ladder. Just talk to him.
Yes, sir. I'm talking with him. Chief Roberts, we got those 4 sections added to the 2.5 on the left side. Hold it right here. Hold it right here.
Chief Roberts, engine
16
put a water curtain over
behind you,
okay?
James, I got St. Andrews coming with here. I'm going to put a water curtain between you and that.
Devil.
freezing at the bottom.
Engineer 12 to Engineer 11.
said I told you to shut down. What do you want now? Jag Engineer 19. 101, 1097.
Dispatcher to battalion, sorry.
Go to the Kevin Lane. That's good right there. Hold it right there.
I got them.
Good evening, this is Jackie.
Yes, ma'am, it's Jackie. This is Operator 4 again. We need the PAL company to go back around to that building that you guys sent them to earlier this evening on this big fire.
The address?
It's 1807 Savannah Highway, and it's going to be the Super Sofa Store. And it's at the corner of Wapu Road and Stinson Drive. That's going to be your cross streets right there.
Okay, that order is still active, I'm showing.
That what?
The order for the fire that was called in is still active. I don't show it's been completed.
Okay, well, can you send another truck around it? Evidently, the gas is not all the way off or something to that effect. They need a PAL company around there.
Okay.
If you could do that for me, we'd appreciate it. That's what the chief was calling for.
Sure, we'll just come on.
Okay.
Now, I don't show that we have gas in this area.
Okay, well, could you send them around there anyway? Because they're going to be hollering for them. So if you could just send them there, please, we'd appreciate it, hon.
Okay. Who are we sending there, sir?
The service truck, miss. The service truck. The South Carolina Electric and Gas service truck is what they needed. They stated they need them around there.
Okay.
Something,
there
is gas or something around there that needs to get the power cut off from. So if you could send a service truck, we'd appreciate that immensely.
Okay.
Okay?
Give me just a moment because I need to understand. We don't have a gas technician that we can send out because there's no gas here. Are you saying that there's another gas meter in that area? That
evidently, miss, I'm way away from it the same as you are. I'm just repeating what my chief is screaming. They need the power company around there. If you could just send a service truck, then they can help them. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Can you call him and verify if we need to send a
ma'am,
gas?
I can't call him. This is a tragedy thing here. This building is almost down, and we've got like 15 engines. If you can't do that for me, I would appreciate it if you could get somebody who could send we just need a service truck to go to the scene. Please, if you could do that for us, to make sure the gas is off. If there wasn't gas, they're smelling gas, so it's got to be gas there, ma'am. I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty with you, but this is a tragedy thing here. The whole building's down, and I got like 15 engines there from different areas of the low country that's helping and assisting. Please send us a service truck. We appreciate it.
What is your extension?
Ma'am, it's 577-7070, and I'm Operator 4.
Bear with me just a moment. I'm just going to put this on here per your request.
Sure, you can put my name down there, too. I don't care. We just need to get a service truck around.
Sir, it'll be just a moment. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate
this. This is wrong. They said they didn't show me any gas around there. Well, they're screaming that they need a service truck regardless.
Help all
I'm there's nothing else we can do. They're screaming for it. I mean, damn, just send a service truck.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right.
We're trying to get the Realtek board on the phone line.
Car 1 to K-12 is coming to you with a metal cutting blade on it.
Yeah, Temple, we need him. He's
going
to come to me, right?
Patrick's got it. He's on the way to you.
All right, Temple.
Can you shoot him a little farther to the corner? That's as far as it'll go, Kyle, I mean.
Can we move the ladder? Or y'all need where you got it?
They moved us over here to knock this down in the middle. We can swing it over there.
Careful.
Nothing, Kevin.
And what would be a good callback number?
I just told you, area code 843-577-7070.
Sir, I do apologize for having you repeat. I'm just trying to get the information so that we...
Well, I've already given it to you three different times, and I thought I was clear. We need a service truck, please, ma'am.
I do understand that.
Well, evidently...
And we're trying to...
Well, I thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful night.
You too.
Call one is Dr. How about getting in touch with the Federal Agency and make sure all those people are accounted for? The Federal Agency?
10-4, Chief.
Get in touch with Warren Cabinets with the city and tell her that I need a backhoe as soon as possible. That is super, super store Warren Cabinets. It's in the phone book. She works for the city as a public work, but it's in the phone book. Warren Cabinets, I think it's C-A-G-I-N-E-S-S. She lives on James Island in Pine Creek. You know what I need here? I don't have my phone on me. I need here to get me a backhoe at the Super Superstore. I need it tonight. I need it now.
Ten-4, Chief. We're working on it as you just spoke. We're working on it.
Engineer 16, Battalion 4, Channel 2.
Bring them on down the yard just in case we need, okay?
10-4.
Oh, 11 to ride a 4.
That's 4, go ahead.
Yeah, get those sprinklers off underneath your bucket.
Tell her if she can get me two backhoes, that would help me.
10-4, Chief. I'm trying to get her on the phone right now.
Her name is Lauren Cabinet. And tell her I need a fire super superstore in 17, and I need two of her backhoes.
10-4, Chief. I got her on the line right now. Stand by.
Okay, okay, I got him, I got him.
Yeah. Okay, is he alive?
Yeah, it's dispatch. Hey.
Hey.
Okay,
baby.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, baby. Appreciate it.
Mom, are all your people accounted for at the fire?
Far as I know, we got my captain who's on the scene calling and speaking to a captain here as we speak.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know, but I'll let you guys know as soon as I know something.
Okay, yeah, please do so I can let my chief know.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, Tucson. I'm at Chief. I'm at Tucson. Tucson.
Is there any of our guys there with y'all?
No, ma'am.
No?
No, we're going to look around and see if maybe we can find a map book or something.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let me see if I can get some of them to come over there and so that y'all know where you're going. Hopefully, we won't have to send you anywhere.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, are y'all operating off the main channel, or are y'all switched to another channel first?
No, everything happens so fast that they're all on the main channel.
Okay, y'all are still dispatching on that channel also?
Yeah, thank goodness we haven't had to do that ever since it started. So, but we'll let you know if we, you know, we'll help you out as much as we can, and I'll get somebody over there too. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
Can you walk outside just to take it?
Negative.
Temple.
I know about the big one there. We're away from the wall.
Okay, temple.
Yes, they said they would hang up.
Thank you so much, operator. I owe you one, sweetie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Yes.
This is Operator 4. I didn't mean to listen, sweetheart. Chief Rusty just called us on the radio.
Yeah.
He wants you to give us a call when you can get those two backhoes, or if you can just get one or whatever. Call us up here so we can let him know, because he doesn't have his cell phone.
I understand.
So the number up here is 577.
Hold on a second.
Sure, honey.
Right, yes.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm Russ. Okay, 577?
7070.
Okay.
That's the dispatcher. I'll answer the phone. Probably already be another young lady answering the phone.
Okay.
And you let us know when y'all can possibly get him there, okay?
Okay.
Because he's still calling. So, and I forgot to tell you that actually after I hung up, he said call her and let you know to call us when you can get him there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. And Fire Operator 4, how can I help you? Hello? Hello?
I'm going to do the call. I need to start on a new gas. It's a flat.
Engineer is not dispatcher.
9, dispatcher on channel 2.
Go ahead.
Now, is there any way I can get a police unit over here in front of Holiday Inn Express? I got people running over this 2.5 I got on the ground. I got 250 pounds on. They keep running over. It's called first.
He over there to Holiday Inn 4.
Did you hear 10867, brother?
42, 2111.
Engine 232. Stay on channel 2 until you get 1013.
10-4 dispatch. Chief Raymond, Joe Johnson's bringing those lights now.
Are you on the right side of the building?
Chief, they need to make that building with 2-30. I'm at the command center.
10-4. Joe Johnson's got your 2-9 lights on.
That's a call one.
Go ahead for call one, dispatcher.
10-4, I have a representative from DHEC on the landline. Did you need him at the 7-6?
10-5, I'll let you know.
10-4.
Dispatcher, go ahead and send him out.
10-4.
Keep going.
Go ahead, Joe.
You want me to take this round back, or do you want?
Yeah, take him around back to where Chief Day is at.
Copy.
Number
58. Ladder 4 to ladder 5. Go ahead.
Can you guys hit that back side where it's flaming up?
We're trying to hit him with the stack hit now.
10-4.
Go ahead, 5.
I can't see through the smoke. Am I getting on top of it?
I can't tell either. Where the smoke tip itself. It looks like it's going down.
10-4.
Fire operator 4.
Hey, it's Laura.
Hey, Laura. How you doing, honey?
I just want to let you know we've got a guy that's about 5 or 10 minutes from our yard to pick up the backhoe. We've got two police escorts there waiting for him.
Oh, he'll be able to break two of them, honey?
Huh?
You think he'll be able to bring two tobacco?
He'll be able to bring one.
One. Okay, that's fabulous. So he's going to be leaving in about 5 minutes?
5 to 10 minutes, yeah.
Thank you, Laura. We appreciate that.
And I'm heading down there now, so.
Okay, you'll be able to see Chief there, right? He's down there. You won't miss him.
Yeah, I'll see him and reach me on my cell phone if you need to.
Thanks.
Number. That's my home number. Call my cell phone is mine.
Okay, ma'am, Laura. Thank you so much. I'm going to advise him right now.
Okay, thank you.
So he's going to be leaving the yard in approximately 5 to 10 minutes.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Call one. Go ahead.
I just received a message from Miss Laura. The gentleman is going to be bringing only one backhoe. He's going to be leaving the area in approximately 5 to 10 minutes, and she is also en route to year 20.
Stand for the special.
Fire command, this is police car 204. We are en route with the backhoe coming down from Milford at this time.
10-4, we copy. Thank you very much.
Fire operator 4, how can I help you?
Oh, yes, SCNG service tech in reference to the fire call at Silver Superstore.
Sure.
I've already been over there one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I left and I've got to go back. I know I have to go back, but I tried to go over there not too long ago and everybody turned me away so I couldn't enter.
Jesus criminy. Who the hell?
I had another leak call. I had to go to James Allen. I'm heading back over there now.
Try it again, partner. If that cop stops you, whoever, tell him that Chief Rusty Thomas needs you there.
Okay.
That's the chief of the fire department.
I know where Chief Rusty is.
Please do that for me because he definitely needs you. But how long before you'll get there, you reckon?
I'm leaving Central Park Road now.
Okay.
However long it takes me to get through traffic.
Okay, great.
If you have an officer meet me there and help me get through traffic, that'd be even better.
Okay. I'll try to get somebody over there for you. You go stay right there at Central Park.
No, I'm heading there now. I can't wait for time.
Okay, well, you go ahead and go, and I'll try to get you an officer to intercept you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try now because they're all busy trying to hold off traffic and stuff, so it might be a little hard. But you try and make sure that you tell them Chief Rusty.
Just tell them I'm going up Folly and turn on Savannah heading straight down.
Okay, Folly to Savannah. Okay, thank you very much.
Right, thank you now.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Engineer 19, pump on Bridge Ridge. You got a bunch of water lines. Fly lines broke.
Chief on the scene.
Go ahead.
Lincolnville is offering a lighting system, and do you need that or not, Chief?
Stand by. Captain Gina, were you able to get the gas company out here?
That's affirmative. I've already got a police unit trying to intercept him. He's coming from Folly Road to 17, and he should be there momentarily. He was at Central Park Road when I talked to him on the phone.
10-4, thank you.
The phone.
I wanted to dispatch it.
The 301.
Oh.
call 11.
Go ahead. Y'all still in there where you were at? How about going to channel 2? We're going to work off of channel 2 inside.
Put your hand, call 1.
Go ahead and call 1.
I'm going to let you pass and come back to here.
Chief Officer, the Chief Joy.
Fire command, backhoe's 2 minutes out. Where do you want it when we arrive?
Station 16, engine 7 is in 11.
Somerville is in engine 10.
Info, who we got station 16?
Engine 17.
Info, thank you.
2140.
cut down some. You got us up to 250 pounds coming in.
Campbell.
You can see all units inside. This roof is swaying real bad, so be real careful.
Car 1 to back home there.
Ladder 5 to 402. Chief, I'm sorry, I can't read what you're saying.
Charles from Fire Department, Operator 1.
Again.
Uh-huh.
On the roster, who is in number 10 today in Ladder 5?
Okay. Ladder 5 is Kelsey. Flint. And Hawkins.
And who?
Nathan Hawkins.
Nathan Hawkins.
Yes.
All right. Who is in Engine 10?
Villarreal.
Villarreal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Butler.
Butler.
And Bullock.
Well, Bullock was off today.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Thompson. It's working 24. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And you know anything yet?
Not yet, but it don't look good.
Oh, gosh.
I have to leave it at that right now.
Okay.
All right. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're only shooting water in the very rear of the middle of the building. We're not putting anything on the roof in front of us.
Devil.
Engine 11 to engine 16. Engine 11 to engine 16. 16, go ahead. Throttle down to 75 pounds. How much supply line?
Stand for it.
Battalion 5 to dispatch.
I have Battalion 5.
Captain Gina, what do we have on the floor left?
Stand by.
Six O 2 to Engineer 12.
Austin Fire, Operator 4, how can I help you?
Captain G.
Yes, sir.
Who is in number 16 today?
Vinky, Whitner, and Champagne.
Art Whitner?
Yes, sir, and Champagne.
That is good. And Champagne is only 5.
Yeah, Whitner was the driver. Champagne is the suction.
Okay, and number 19, who do we have?
19, you got Hutchison, Beatty driving.
Beatty.
And Earl Drayton is the suction.
And Earl Drayton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Chief.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Battalion 5, go up to channel 2.
On 2, go ahead.
Channel 4, engine 15... correction. North Charleston is at number 15. Engine 9 is being covered by Mount Pleasant. Somerville is in number 10. 7 is in 11. 17 is in 16.
Simple. Go ahead, Chief Wayne. we'll probably have to split the switch out, pump out 13 with 12. 12 is overheating. We're going to probably swap it out in a minute. Y'all need to go ahead and shut it down. Just let everybody know. Shut it down and swap it out. Just let us know when you shut it down.
10-4.
Tom, did you hear that?
That's affirmative. The shot's checking it out right now.
10-4, thank you.
Cap 13602.
Go ahead, Captain Lake.
ED 13's engineer.
That's affirmative. Send them out here, out by his truck, in case we have to swap those out when the shop gets through looking at it.
Therefore, it's on the way.
Thank you.
Call 1. Line 4 to command.
Good morning, Joe Williams.
Down. We have people below us. Do you just want us to retract or spray more water on a different spot?
Captain, come on down with your crew. Let's just stand down for right now.
Yes, sir.
Chief Ben.
Go ahead, Chief.
Corner to come, and we're going to see about moving some of that stuff, and I just need you all, the people that were switched, to make sure they stay right there, don't wander off. And I'll bring you all something to drink.
Terrible.
I can't make you right. Go ahead, Gabriel.
10-4, Chief, when you come back here, can you bring us a hat and a house and tool, please?
10-4. Chief, I'm going back in to rejoin my crew. Get with your crew. Go ahead, pull your...
Columbus, Lake Austin.
49-102. Okay. 4-6, I'm on probation violation, a couple months back.
Not a 5, go ahead, 402.
See, they don't even got water pouring on. See, they don't want to say that.
Repeat.
See, they don't even got water. Do you hold on up a second?
Chief, I can't read you.
Just shut down, and don't bend your ladder, just shut down this device.
10-4.
Turn your gun to the right. Turn your gun to the right.
Ladder 5 to Chief O'Donnell. Chief, we can still fire in the very rear of this big back warehouse. You want us to just rotate the ladder and hit the fire there? Ladder 5 bucket, that's affirmative.
Truck, or do y'all need to swap for a while? We got the water down.
No, they've got it fixed for right now. It's holding.
Okay, 10-4, just let us know if you need to shut it down at about 13.
That's perfect.
Ladder 5 to Chief Tommy, there's nobody in this rear beer real affirmative.
You in.
Chief, I'm shooting at the big warehouse in the back, the very big warehouse.
Nate, there's nobody back here. Check with Chief Roberts just to make sure.
10-4, Chief Roberts, you hear that?
Chief, there's an inch
and a half running into this building. I believe it's off of 19. It's an inch and a half hose line running from the front of the building. We need that line charged as possible.
Simple, Captain. Stand by.
Dispatcher Battalion 4. Your emergency button was activated, you 10-4?
Affirmative.
10-4.
Is that our head detection?
Go ahead, the Chief Glasses.
Chief, can you come to the back of Ladder 4? Or send somebody to the back of Ladder 4.
10-4.
Hey!
He'll be there in a few minutes.
Go ahead for Chief Roberts. Group 3 is out.
10-4.
I agree to that super sofa store.
Full battalion 3, 22-29.
Go 12.
The truck is 9 to 200 and climbing again.
Tim, we'll be right back to you so we get your fuel.
10-4.
Chief O'Donnell. Chief O'Donnell. Chief O'Donnell, go ahead. Chief, I need Henry and the group that's going to carry the coke baskets.
Simple, Chief. I got Henry. How many suits do you need at this time?
Yeah, I just need all the ones you're going to help down towards the right of the building where we went in.
Simple.
Chief O'Donnell, to all battalion chiefs that have a search group, I need you all to meet me by the backhoe function where we organized our teams earlier. Chief O'Donnell. Where's that bathroom you're talking about?
Over by the gas station, parking lot.
That's where 2 weeks, we're going there.
Charleston Fire Operator 4, how can I help you?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Do me a favor.
Sure.
I got to see if you can find a phone number
mm-hmm.
for Randy Hutchison, Billy's brother.
Okay, I got you.
And if you can, have him call me.
Give me the tell. Okay.
And you called me on this on car 2 phone.
I got you. Randy Hutchison?
Yes.
Okay, Chief.
I'll
yes, sir. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Yes, sir.
Chief on call.
Chief Carvin.
Go ahead.
That person has been contacted. You should be getting a call in just a second.
Yep.
Hey, boy, Chief will call.
Dispatch of Battalion 4.
Go ahead.
Your emergency button's been activated again.
How's that, Dispatch?
Come on.
Chief O'Donnell, go ahead. Chief, whenever you're ready, just let us know, okay? Are you in the command post or are you inside the store? Simple, I understand. Thank you.
I'm in the van with Chief Thompson.
Copy that.
Go ahead.
You still with call one?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
One more.
10-4.
7, Battalion 3. Battalion 3, go ahead. Chief, what's your plane? I'm standing right up front. What are you bringing up so fast? Dead body, Johnson County Rescue. Guys out there? Rescue 604. Go ahead for County Rescue. We're waiting calling County Rescue. I was talking to one of my keys. I'm at the front entrance of the store. Okay, I'll Chief Robert O'Donnell. Who is this? Chief, you got a phone with you? Negative. I'll come to you.
Charleston Fire Department, 31.
Hey.
Hey.
How about looking there and get me Mike Binky's address?
Hey. Okay.
I know where it is. I find it in the daytime, but I'm not sure I can find it at night.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get the address just in case. I know it's at the end of that cul-de-sac. That's off of Church Creek Drive.
I think so. You know, that's definitely...
Yeah, I just left Miss Dot's house.
Hutchinson?
Yeah.
It's off of Church Creek Drive.
Okay. All right, sweetie.
Okay.
All right, thank you, baby. You all right?
No.
Okay. Well, get a hold of yourself. You know, we got to be strong.
I know.
Yeah. You know, and besides, I'm going to be a little funny now. You're going to mess up city equipment crying in it. You know, but that'll be all right. You can cry in it all you want. You know?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know, you just got to be strong. You know, nobody wanted this to happen. But Chief Rusty is killing him. He said they just doing what I asked them to do.
I know.
You know, they done the best they could, and, you know, they got lost in that furniture. You know?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Right,
okay.
If I can do something for you, call me.
Thank you.
All right, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 5-1-3, Chief O'Donnell. Your batteries are here. Chief Raymond.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
There's call 1-2 with you.
Yes, sir, we coming back.
All right, check out. Thank you.
Control, one.
Clear.
10-4, we have an open mic that's coming from your walkie. Dispatcher to any unit.
Charleston Fire Department, Operator 1.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Allison Waring. My husband is a Charleston firefighter, and he just tried to call me from one of his firemen's phones. And I was out of area. I'm on my way back to Charleston, and the number did not log in on my cell phone. Is there any way that you can, or that you would have Kenneth Jenkins' cell number for, you know, emergency purposes?
I don't know. And who was it, Kenny Jenkins?
Yes, Kenny Jenkins. He's my husband's engineer.
Okay, hold on just one second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even if the home.
Charleston Fire Department, Operator 1.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Allison Waring. My husband is a Charleston firefighter, and he just tried to call me from one of his fireman's phones. And I was out of area. I'm on my way back to Charleston, and the number did not log in on my cell phone. Is there any way that you can, or that you would have Kenneth Jenkins' cell number for, you know, emergency purposes?
I don't know. And who was it, Kenny Jenkins?
Yes, Kenny Jenkins. He's my husband's engineer.
Okay, hold on just one second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even if...
Dispatcher.
Miss Liz.
Uh-huh.
Can you get, hold on, never mind, we got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes.
819. Hold on, shut up.
Not
fine.
Not four. And exactly when I need it. Hold on just a second. I'm so sorry. I was looking for one.
That's okay.
Okay.
819-7567.
And can you give me his home number, please?
We don't have one.
Okay. You said 819-7567.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ma'am?
Yes.
819.
Hold on, shut. I cannot find it. Hunt for a pen, of course, and exactly when I need it. Hold on just a second. I'm so sorry. I was looking for one.
That's okay.
Okay.
819-7567.
And can you give me his home number, please?
We don't have one.
Okay. You said 819-7567.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fire Department 7.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the young lady who just called about Mr. Bass to see if he was okay.
Right.
Did you hear anything yet?
No, we haven't heard anything. Not yet, ma'am. I'm sorry to say, but we haven't.
And you don't know how long it'll be before you hear?
No, they'll probably be out there all night long. But it shouldn't be that long because of they haven't given us a list of who all are, you know, who's there and who's not there. So it's going to be a while though, ma'am.
But does he usually work on the truck or?
Oh, are you talking about Chief Bass?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the chief. Yeah, he doesn't normally work in the truck. He has his car.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, I don't know to the extent who all are injured or who all, so they haven't given us, told us that yet.
Yeah, but even just since he's the chief or whatever, he would be the one right there fighting the fire with him.
Not really, right. No, he wouldn't. No.
So he would be okay.
Yeah, he probably, 9 times out of 10, yes, ma'am, he would. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, he would be okay. Yes, ma'am. But no, they haven't given us, you know, like a list or told us, you know, they're doing the notifications.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they have the chaplain doing the notifications. We're not doing the notification. They do have a command post set up, but they haven't given us a number where we could give to you guys so you could call, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he would be okay, no, ma'am. He wouldn't be in there. But now he might have went in afterwards, you know what I'm saying, to help with the firemen. See, that I don't know. Yeah. All I can tell you is if you want, you can keep on calling. And if I find out something, if I hear him on the radio, when you call back again, I'll let you know when you call.
Okay? He was the chief that was on
duty. He was, yes, ma'am. Bath is the chief that's on. He sure is. You're right about that. This is his shift. Okay?
Okay. Then.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Fire Department 7.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the young lady who just called about Mr. Bass to see if he was okay.
Right.
Did he hear anything yet?
No, we haven't heard anything. Not yet, ma'am. I'm sorry to say, but we haven't.
And you don't know how long it'll be before you hear?
No, they'll probably be out there all night long. But it shouldn't be that long because of, They haven't given us a list of who all are, you know, who's there and who's not there. So it's going to be a while, though, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But does he usually works on the truck or?
Oh, are you talking about Chief Bass?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the chief. Yeah, he doesn't normally work in the truck. He has his car.
Yes.
Yeah. But see, I don't know who all, I don't know to the extent who all are injured or who all, see, they haven't given us, told us that yet.
Yeah, but, even though since he's the chief or whatever, he would be the one right there fighting the fire with him.
Not really, right. No, he wouldn't. No.
So he would be okay.
Yeah, he probably, 9 times out of 10, yes, ma'am, he would. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, he would be okay. Yes, ma'am. But no, they haven't given us, you know, like a list or told us, you know, they're doing the notifications.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they have the chaplain doing the notifications. We're not doing the notification. They do have a command post set up, but they haven't given us a number where we could give to you guys so you could call, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he would be okay, no, ma'am. He wouldn't be in there. But now he might have went in afterwards, you know what I'm saying, to help with the firemen. See, that I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. All I can tell you is if you want, you can keep on calling. And if I find out something, if I hear him on the radio, when you call back again, I'll let you know when you call.
Okay. He was the chief that was on duty.
He was, yes, ma'am. Bath is the chief that's on. He sure is. You're right about that. This is his shift. Yes. Okay?
Okay. Then.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Dispatcher.
All right, Miss Liz, for temporary, engine 26 is going to be on the floor at station 12.
Okay, 26 is going to be the station 12. Somerville is going back?
Nobody's going back yet. We wait for a couple more guys to come, and then we're going to send Somerville back.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So 26 is it?
Call, 26 can respond in the place of engine 12.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Again, 26 is going to respond. Fire Department 7.
Fire
fire department. I'll say the word.
Hey, my name is Deborah, and one of my good friends works for the Charleston Fire Department, and I can't get a hold of him on his cell phone or anything, and wanted to know if he was working today.
Who is it, ma'am?
Was he working today when that fire occurred?
Who is it?
Kevin Land.
Well, ma'am, I can't tell you that. I mean, you know, they're, he may have gone back out there. We don't know who goes out there, you know, like off duty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he went out there or not.
Was he working today? I can't get a hold of him on his cell phone to check, because his cell phone is turned off.
No, not that I can tell. I mean, unless he went in for somebody and they didn't let us know.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Fire department, I'll say the word.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and one of my good friends works for the Charleston Fire Department, and I can't get a hold of him on his cell phone or anything, and wanted to know if he was working today.
Who is it,
ma'am? Was he working today when that fire occurred?
Who is it?
Kevin Land.
Well, ma'am, I can't tell you that. I mean, you know, they're, he may have gone back out there. We don't know who goes out there, you know, like off duty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he went out there or not.
Was he working today? I can't get a hold of him on his cell phone to check, because his cell phone is turned off.
No, not that I can tell. I mean, unless he went in for somebody and they didn't let us know.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey.
I need to talk to your captain, please.
Captain Milton.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charleston Fire, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm at Soap Superstore on Highway 17. There's a huge fire on the back of the road. You need to turn that out, though.
So for Superstore?
I was saying, you need to open that side gate, man. You need to be able to get through.
Okay, and what's the address for me?
What's the address, sir? What's the address? 1807 Savannah Highway.
And what's burning in the back?
What's that?
What's burning?
It's in the back of the Soap Superstore.
Okay.
It's like a little shed.
Okay, gotcha. I'll have somebody out there. That's fine. 1807 Savannah Highway.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Dispatch of engine 11, engine 10, line of 5, battalion 4, good here for possible structure. Dispatch of engine 11, engine 10, line of 5, battalion 4, starting route to 1807 Savannah Highway, behind a sofa store, possible 76, 1909 out.
Engine 10 is 10-8, Super Sofa Store.
10-4, 10, 1909.
Battalion 4 is 10-8, we got empty smoke coming up in that direction.
10-4.
11-5.
16.
Dispatcher 15-8, relocate to State Cell 11.
Dispatcher, how about call sitting here? Just ask him to Broncos West Dash to pick up the calls if we get anything.
10-4, Chief, I copy.
Call 2.